After 3 days of negotiations between members of the House and Senate, both chambers approved the state's 2016 budget Wednesday afternoon. Republicans led the crafting of the budget for the first time in more than 80 years, but that didn't keep some of the party's members from voting against it. The House of Delegates gaveled in first Wednesday afternoon to consider House Bill 2016, the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Seven members of the House and seven members of the Senate served as the budget conferees, negotiating the differences between the two chambers' appropriations and coming down to a final agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee of conference on the disagreeing votes of the two
House Finance Chair Eric Nelson presented the budget to members, taking questions about specific areas of interest. The agreed-to budget bill includes the restoration of some funds for higher education, free clinics, and children and family services the governor proposed cutting. It also includes increases for the state police, tourism, and veterans
programs.
Items that
all would have been cut in the governor's budget. And if I just go through some of these, the 7.4 back into higher ed, 11.5 back into roads, you know, we added $4 million to the state troopers. If you add all those up, we're even. We're even if we really wanted to be, but I think the committee and everybody else here felt that it was much more important to restore some of these line items, even if it is meant to go into our so-called savings account just a little bit.
That little bit totals nearly $23 million in rainy day money to balance the 2016 budget. And using those funds is why Republican Delegate Patrick Lane says he could not vote for the bill.
Quite frankly, think that we could have gone back through and found a half of 1% of our general revenue that we could have looked at a little tighter.
But Lane wasn't the only member of the House who opposed the budget bill. 12 members voted no, including Democratic Delegate Jim Morgan.
If you look to the horizon of the financial income of West Virginia, I don't see any buckets of money in the sky to dump money on us to make things happen.
Morgan has repeatedly proposed increasing the state's sales and use tax by 1 cent. Of the 12 no votes in the House, only two were Democrats. In the Senate, all eight nay votes came from Democrats. While some of those in opposition asked questions of Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall, none stood to speak against the bill. The approved budget now heads to the governor for a signature. Governor Tomlin does have the power to veto line items within the bill to reduce funding for some programs, but he does not have the power to increase or reappropriate any of those funds. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.